Andrew Holden, media commentator, is in Christchurch, where he was, of course, editor of the Press for so many years. And goodness, yesterday was a day, wasn't it, Andrew?
It was indeed. It was a privilege, really, to be back. And then I came down to, there was a dinner on Sunday night with a whole lot of emergency responders. And then yesterday, about 50 people from the press, we just gathered in front of where our building used to be, that's now a car park, and we just spent our little time there just to catch up and remember. So it was a good day in that respect, as good as it can be when it's so tough.
For sure, for sure. All right. A lot of moving parts this past week on one of the big stories of the year for media, which is this grappling with the question of the big companies, Google and Facebook in particular, paying for the use of content. I think we may have just lost the line to Andrew. Can you still hear me, Andrew? No, we'll just try and reconnect. And, of course, the Australian government has been taking a fairly hard line in trying to introduce legislation, in fact, in introducing legislation that would require payments. Where did we get to this past week, though, Andrew? We saw a lot of pushback from the big players.
Well, we did. We've seen an extraordinary range of things. One is a pushback and one is also a quick doing of many different deals. So I'll start with the ones that where the deal's done, and that's Google. Have signed a range of deals with media publishers, media companies in Australia to get them onto Google News Showcase. So we know that News Corp has now signed up. They're the biggest player, obviously, in the media over there. They've got a deal for 3 years, a share of ad revenue and inclusion and the development of a subscription platform. They're not saying how much. We know Seven West Media, which essentially has one of the major television channels over there, the talk is that they've signed up for $30 million a year. And Nine Entertainment, which is Channel 9 on television, but also the old Fairfax papers like The Age and The Sydney Morning Herald, they're also believed to have signed for $30 million a year across 5 years. Guardian Australia is there, and then this morning I see The Guardian's reporting that the ABC is on the brink of signing a lucrative deal. So substantial movement there. I mean, in essence, what's happening is that the legislation that would compel the digital companies like Google and Facebook to sit down with media companies and do a deal, it's gone through the House of Representatives. It's now up in the Senate, the House of Review in the Australian Federal Parliament before it goes back for confirmation. So basically the option that the government's brought in has happened. It's forced Google to the negotiation table and they're doing those deals. And it appears to be that what they're really wanting is that Google search will be left out of the Australian legislation, won't be part of it, because that's what they see as the great threat to their business model, the belief that search should be left alone. But, you know, what if we pay these media companies to get them onto our Google News Showcase, then that'll be okay, won't it, and you'll leave us alone.
Will it be?
That's a very good question. I suspect it will be. I mean, let's face it, the Australian government is doing this because of pressure from media companies. In particular, it will be News Corp and Rupert Murdoch will have been doing the pressure on them. And I think if News and others have got the money that they want, they'll probably say, that's fine, we've got the negotiation we wanted, you can find a compromise and tweak the legislation so that we all live happily ever after, at least for the next few years while they get that money.
What about Facebook and its dramatic move?
Well, that's, you know, they've decided to go the other path and quite extraordinarily, rather than negotiate, they decided to pull the plug on all the news elements and basically remove Australian news sites from it. The problem with Facebook doing this, it became kind of a tech version of a prolapse, and that so many other bits and pieces fell apart. There were pages, the Bureau of Meteorology, the main weather source of weather information, disappeared from Facebook. Key state health departments suddenly disappeared. Fire brigade in the midst of bushfire season suddenly disappeared from Facebook. And in fact, they blocked their own page in Australia, which is quite bizarre. So they took that option of dismissing all news companies from Facebook. What it means basically is that if you're an Australian and you're in looking at Facebook, you won't get any news information, any source, nor will that be seen around the world. So it really was quite an extraordinary decision to be made, and in many respects a PR catastrophe for what they did. And they're back negotiating this week with the media companies in Australia, perhaps to try and find a that space, that compromise. But the difficulty, obviously, now is that those media companies will feel emboldened and they'll be pushing even harder for more money than Facebook may have wished to, you know, wanted to pay.
What do we think? Was this Facebook overplaying its hand because it did have to backtrack somewhat? Or was it simply just all guns blazing right at the start to make a point?
My interpretation is that they've overplayed their hand, that this is in essence the nature of Facebook. The way they run their business is a lot tougher and nastier. And there's a very good piece, for those who had a look at it, in the Stuff papers here last week on Friday by Patrick Crudson, who's the Stuff editor-in-chief, and he did an opinion piece about Facebook. You could say in a little bit, in some respect, that what he was doing on behalf of Stuff was saying, we told you so, because Stuff has been withdrawing its engagement with Facebook for some time. But in essence, it's difficult to disagree with him in that they have a particular style of operation. It's not around negotiation. It's not around cooperation. And so this is simply an example of demonstrating the way Facebook behaves. The fascinating thing here will be, won't it, is that, you know, will they fundamentally change their approach because of what's occurred here?
And do you think Australia will stay the course? Because I think it was either the Prime Minister or the Minister involved who said, we know that, you know, Facebook and Google are responding this way because the world is watching what happens here. Do we think the Australian government is of a mind to stay the course, or will, as in the case of Google, just look for possibly suboptimal, but at least some kind of a result through compromise?
Oh, I think they will let the legislation will go through. There's no harm in them creating that that mechanism that now enables them to force the digital company, you know, the giants, to the negotiating table. How you tweak it and whether you can bring in certain elements like search or take it out will give them that option to do it. So there's no reason for them to keep pushing on. And look, Facebook's behaviour has had a direct financial impact on them. So the Australian government, for example, has pulled all of its advertising from Facebook. Now, last year, the Australian government spent around $42 million on digital elements. We don't know how much of that went to Facebook, but clearly it will be a significant portion. So there's a direct impact there, and there's nothing for the Australian government to stop them from doing that. And you've also got advertising agencies, for example, in Australia, saying that with the Facebook news feed now skewed more to user-generated content without the journalistic information from trusted sources, to this advertising agency, that means the platform's diminished in the short term. So if you've got this sense that Facebook's going purely down the path of misinformation and conspiracy theories, then as an advertiser, do you want to be associated with that platform, or do you want to put your money as well?
The other problem is if the media withdraws one way or another in different jurisdictions, it just exacerbates that problem of, or potentially exacerbates that problem of misinformation if people are using social media as their sole source.
Oh, absolutely. And especially when we're looking at a vaccine rollout. I mean, this is the critical thing, isn't it? In this COVID-19 year two is the rollout of vaccinations. So if you've got significant portions of your population, and we know that's the case here in New Zealand, are relying on Facebook for information, and all they're getting is the misinformation around the value or of a vaccine or why you would take it, then that just makes it worse and much harder for the health sector to be able to get on top of the pandemic. So it becomes a fairly critical thing and very time-sensitive as well.
It's ironic. I think it was the Murdoch Press that did these deals with Google, yeah?
Yeah, and a whole range. Absolutely.
I don't know if you've seen the excellent series on TVNZ On Demand on the Murdoch Press and the Inquiry in particular that was held in the UK, four-part series. But it's ironic that some of the sway and power so often, you know, assigned to the Murdoch empire, we're now seeing on the big tech platforms instead, the big barons.
Yeah, and that's absolutely, a reasonable concern. And in fact, there are plenty of commentators saying, you know, the big guys are getting the big chunk of money. What about the small independent publishers? And we'd have the same here in this country. They won't have the negotiating power. They don't have the political influence of a Rupert Murdoch to do it. So how much money are we going to get? I mean, for me, I think the really positive thing here is the fact that the ABC, as the creator of public content, is clearly going to get significant amount of money. And that sets the opportunity, obviously, in this country when the communications minister here or the media companies get around to negotiating is a really positive sign for media organisations.
Andrew Holden, media commentator, thank you very much.